Let's jump right back into our talk with Bear at Bear's Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco and continue our Western UP Outdoor Report where we left off earlier this hour. Well, you kind of brought up seeing a lot of the younger age class of bears, plus, you know, you had some bigger bears in too, and that kind of leads me into a segue for white-tailed deer. And, you know, we're into bow season now, second week's full underway. Are you seeing the same thing in the western end of the UP that I think most of us are seeing here across most of the UP anyway? There's some missing age class of deer out there.
Oh, definitely so. You know, overall, our deer herd is terrible, actually. I hate to say that, but, you know, like we were talking, I'm in the woods every day during bear baiting and bear season, so I'm out there all of the time. And compared to last year, I do see an increase in the deer numbers because I've seen a number of those with fawns back in the woods, not just by the roads or by the houses where people are feeding them, you know. So I have seen an increase, but mostly those with some fawns, which is obviously where we have to start. I mean, that's a good sign, but I'm not seeing the bucks.
Okay.
And there's a lot of people, hunting pressure is light, and simply because there's not many deer out there, so a lot of the guys aren't even bothered buying a tag.
Wow. Yeah, that is a little depressing. I mean, I'm sure the further south you go from Marinesco toward Wisconsin, I imagine the numbers probably are increasing incrementally, right?
In my opinion, yes, just from the feedback that I hear from customers and stuff like that, like to come out of Wisconsin and that. But, you know, northern Wisconsin is experiencing some of the same problems that we've had as well, you know. So there's a lot of guys I talk to that have camps in northern Wisconsin, and they say that the deer herd is very low there as well.
All right, well, if you don't mind, can we finish up just quickly talking about what you're seeing for fishing right now? I'm getting pretty good walleye reports, actually, out of your neck of the woods on Lake Gogebic.
It seems like it's been feast or famine. I've had a number of fishermen in that did not do very well at all, but then others have done absolutely fantastic. And, you know, at this time of the year, some of the guys that we're getting the best reports from are actually shore anglers, guys just fishing off the shore, off their docks, using sucker minnows in the evening and at nighttime, because obviously these walleyes begin to feed better in the shallows and that in the fall of the year. So that's where the better reports are coming from.
Excellent. Okay, what about the perch? Any perch reports?
Just a few. You know, historically, Gogebic doesn't see a great fall perch bite, but I think because of the mild temps, which has kind of held back our walleye bite, has allowed some of the anglers to catch a few more nice perch at this time of the year as well. So we have seen some nice ones coming in, just not large numbers of them.
How about bird numbers?
Well, bird hunting is underway right now, the old grouse and the woodcock. Overall there, I've seen, in my opinion, lower numbers of birds this year. But again, kind of in relation with the fishing that we were just talking about, I've had customers that have not seen many birds, and I've had guys that had upwards of 30 flushes in a day. And they were putting up good numbers of woodcock, which is a good sign for this time of the year because I believe the flight birds are beginning to come through right now. So that's giving them some added action there as well.
Bear from Bear's Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco, I appreciate your time today. It was good to finally get a hold of you. Thank you.
Yeah, good to talk to you again, Adam. Thanks.
We'll catch up with you again soon. Take care. This is The Outdoor Show.